living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So here's the scenario. Somebody will ask me, and it's a pretty common question, actually. Dr. Mike, my doctor put me on Coumadin, warfarin, because I have blood clots in my legs, and so he wants to prevent any problems. So I've been taking Coumadin for a year. I hate it. It's rat poison. I don't want to take this drug anymore. I'm sick of testing my blood to make sure that I'm at the right dose and right level. There must be something natural. What can I do? Very, very, very common story. So I want to talk about some natural things you can do to prevent blood clots. Now, when I share, you know, when I create these segments for Healthy Talk on Radio MD, you know, I always share them with some colleagues of mine to get their input. I also share them with the legal department, which is good. They protect me. And when they found out I was talking about blood clot prevention, they wanted me to say the disclaimer. So here it is. Let me just get this out of the way. Please do not, I repeat, do not stop taking any anticoagulation blood clot prevention medication your doctor has prescribed without talking to your doctor. I am simply providing information for those who might be interested in some natural alternatives. These natural alternatives do not in any way replace Coumadin. Okay, you must talk to your own doctor. Okay, good. I think the legal department just went, shoo. Okay, so blood clot prevention. You know, maybe you are on warfarin or Coumadin or maybe some of the new ones, and I'll mention those here in a second. Why do people, first of all, have to protect against blood clots? If you do just a quick little maybe Google search, go to your favorite website for health like RadioMD.com. or lifeextension.com, and just search for risk factors for blood clots, what you'll find are things like if you have abnormal blood lipids, mainly high triglycerides, if you have lots of inflammation, there's a marker of inflammation we can check called C-reactive protein. If that's over 4, there's some risk for blood clots with that. High blood pressure, hypertension, elevated glucose. Yeah, did you know that high sugar can actually increase your risk for blood clots? Matter of fact, there was a study published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology in 2000 that found for people who have already had a blood clot and they were being treated for it, if their blood sugar level was higher than 88 milligrams per deciliter, just 88, that's actually not that high. But if you've had a blood clot, you're on medications, and your blood sugar is, say, in the 90-100 range, and you think that's good, no, that actually still continues to increase your risk for another clot, even on medication. Journal of American College of Cardiology 2000. That's kind of scary. So that's elevated glucose. That's a risk for blood clot. If you have belly fat, you know what some people call the cortisol belly, the stress belly, the beer belly. In Texas, we call it Dunlop disease, when your belly Dunlop over your belt buckle. Excess abdominal fat increases your risk for, I just made myself laugh, sorry, increases your risk for blood clots. Elevated homocysteine, sedentary behavior, atrial fibrillation, surgery increases your risk for blood clots. Hyperthyroidism increases your risk for blood clots. Cancer, history of stroke, heart attack, coronary artery, all those things will increase your risk for blood clots. So most people are treated with Coumadin, which is called also known as warfarin. It's a vitamin K antagonist. By the way, if you're taking Coumadin and your doctor said stay away from vitamin K-rich foods, which are the good stuff like leafy green vegetables, that's nonsense. A study out of the medical school I went to, UT Southwestern in Dallas, showed that actually having a nice, consistent amount of vitamin K coming into your diet helped to stabilize Coumadin. Yeah. Newer ones have been developed, newer anticoagulant drugs. These drugs are becoming more popular because you don't have to test your blood as much. You know, with Coumadin, you're constantly having to evaluate where you're at with it. Is it at the right level? Are you preventing a blood clot at the right amount? That kind of stuff. So you're constantly having to check your blood, adjust dose. But the newer ones, you don't have to do that as much with, but they still have risk for bleeding. One is called Pradaxa. The other one is called Eliquis. Newer ones out there. They work by blocking what's called factor X, but, you know, so you don't have to test your blood as much, but there's still a risk for bleeding with these drugs. So what are some of the natural things I can suggest? And I would, what I'm about to tell you does not replace your medications in any way, shape, or form. But here's just some suggestions. The first thing you probably want to focus on is, you know, using a nutrient or two that can reduce platelet aggregation, kind of like the way aspirin does, which is not a bad choice. Olive oil, green tea, quercetin, grape seeds, garlic, fish oil, ginger, curcumin, and vitamin E would be good choices for preventing platelet aggregation. So, maybe at least two or three of those, to be honest with you. If you have talked to your doctor and you want to do a trial and error approach here using some natural things to prevent blood clot, fine, at least do two or three of those. If you're just wanting to prevent blood clot because you fall into some of those risk categories I just mentioned, at least one. Okay, so that's olive oil, green tea, quercetin, grapeseed, garlic, fish oil, ginger, curcumin, and vitamin E for reducing platelet aggregation. The second group of supplements that are important in a natural blood clot prevention protocol would be ones that can suppress fibrinogen. Fibrinogen is a blood clot protein. As a matter of fact, when you form a clot, the end result is this thing called fibrin. It's a fibrous type material that essentially just kind of plugs up the leak in the vessel. That's what it is, what a clot is. It's a bunch of fibrin. And in order to make fibrin, it's a huge, complicated cascade of reactions. And I'm not going to go through all of it. I remember having to memorize every single step in medical school. But you don't have to. I mean, basically, you cut yourself, the vessel starts to bleed. The first thing that happens is platelets aggregate. The second thing is on top of those platelets, there's this complicated reaction that ends with this thing called fibrin. And in the middle of it, in the middle of these reactions, let's say there's like 10 reactions. It's like around the fifth reaction, there's one formed, a protein formed called fibrinogen. It's kind of like the manager of the whole clot-forming cascade, fibrinogen. And so the higher the level of fibrinogen, the greater the risk of clot. As a matter of fact, I think at Life Extension, we use, 200 as the number. So if it's greater than 200... that's an increased risk of forming a clot. And so if you fall into some of those risk categories I mentioned, you want to definitely have fibrinogen levels less than 200. Okay, so there are some nutrients that help to suppress, inhibit fibrinogen. It's not going to knock it out. You'll still be able to form a clot when you need to. Niacin, vitamin B3, about 1,000 milligrams to 1,500 milligrams has been shown to suppress fibrinogen, the manager of clot formation. Okay, that's a lot of B3. If you've never taken niacin before and you take a gram, you're going to flush and you're going to hate me. So don't start that high. Maybe start at 500 milligrams or something, and work it up to say 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams. Vitamin C suppresses fibrinogen levels, 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day on that one. The last thing you want to be able to do is to break up clots that do form, just in case. One of the best ways to do that is a enzyme called nattokinase. It comes from soy natto. Soy natto is a fermented form of soy. It tastes disgusting, in my opinion. Sorry, it does. But in there is an enzyme called nattokinase. If you do about 4,000 enzymatic units a day, you will suppress clots. You'll break up clots. So there you go. Reduce platelets, suppress fibrinogen, and break up those clots. Natural blood clot prevention. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.